AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. On the campaign trail, Donald Trump will be in Georgia today. Kamala Harris is in Michigan. Hundreds of ballots were destroyed in Washington state. A drop-off ballot box was set on fire.
The Clark County, Washington auditor calls it heartbreaking. A ballot drop box at a transit center was set on fire. First responders put out the fire. A fire suppression system failed to work. Investigators are reviewing surveillance video for a possible culprit. Across the Columbia River in Portland, Oregon, an explosive device was dropped inside a ballot drop box in the early morning hours. A fire suppression system there did work. With just three ballots damaged, those voters are being given replacement forms. I'm Jackie Quinn.
President Biden voted early today in Delaware. He says he's been a surrogate for Kamala Harris while doing his work at the White House.
Been on the trail. We talk all the time, and they're asking me where they think I should be to help them most.
Virginia is asking the Supreme Court to intervene to allow the state to remove about 1,600 voters from its rolls that it believes are non-citizens. The request comes after a federal appeals court unanimously upheld a federal judge's order restoring the registrations of those 1,600 voters, whom the judge said were illegally purged under an executive order by Virginia's Republican governor. Deputy Pentagon Press Secretary Sabrina Singh says about 10,000 North Korean soldiers are in Russia for training.
A portion of those soldiers have already moved closer to Ukraine, and we are increasingly concerned that Russia intends to use these soldiers in combat.
A man in Britain who used artificial intelligence to create images of child abuse was sentenced to prison for 18 years. Hugh Nelson took commissions from people in online chat rooms for custom explicit images of children being harmed both sexually and physically. This is AP News. On October 28th, Rockefeller Center is getting ready for Christmas. The AP's Julie Walker is in New York.
I like Christmas. I like a real Christmas tree. I like a mall Santa Claus that lets me sit on his knee.
Last year, Cher was the star of the show, along, of course, with a giant Christmas tree. This year, Rockefeller Center says the tree is coming from Massachusetts, the first tree to hail from the state since 1959. The Norway spruce will be cut down November 7th in West Stockbridge and travel roughly 140 miles, arriving November 9th in Manhattan. It will be lit during a live TV broadcast on December 4th. No word yet on who will perform. Julie Walker, New York.
Jon Stewart has signed on to continue hosting The Daily Show on Comedy Central on Mondays through the end of next year. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.